The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Brads convened in Sigil, Maypri admitting that she had gone to Bahamut in his temple there. After conferring in the park and a bit of dancing, the Brads decide to return to Rashomon. What waits for them in that beleaguered city? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaringhorn, our wizard witch.
Yulari's Roaringhorn of House Roaringhorn and also of the Ethryn of Rashomon.
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard scald.
We're unarmed. We come in peace. How you doing?
B. Zelda as our lovable tiefling barbarian, Maypri.
I think we're here to save you.
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM.
We're here, finally.
Woo. Long time no talk.
Hello. What's this thing in front of me that I am talking into? Where am I?
Right? Who are you people?
You all look vaguely
familiar.
What's
been going on? Now, I know by the time this has come up, we had one episode in the bank. I just didn't have the juice in me to edit it. So by the time this episode comes out, we will have already come back. You would already have listened to us. But this is new for us. So you get to experience the newness twice.
Yes. Wow. I like that.
So yeah, I'm feeling a lot of feels right now. I'm so happy that we're all back together.
I miss playing games with all y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I was just looking at like all those, I don't know, those digital memory things that pop up on like Facebook when they're like, this is what was happening.
Yeah.
Whenever. But it was like only like a week ago or so last year that we were at a catacomb.
Yep.
And all together, mm-hmm. trying on hats and doing karaoke and stuffing mm-hmm. ourselves with food. And it was so good.
And also 2 years ago was our first Acaticon where we actually met for the first time. Right? We did our first live show.
Oh my gosh.
That seems bonkers. That seems like so much longer than 2 years ago, but also
it
so much shorter.
Right.
Right.
Might be because 2020 has lasted approximately 10 years. So.
Yeah, a minimum of 10.
But it also hasn't. Like, time has also gone by so quickly.
Yeah. March
time
was
is,
a year,
alive.
And what is June didn't exist.
There were a couple months that I think just got swallowed up into the void, and we just missed them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oof.
Yeah, they just disappeared. Like, I'm finding it's November 19th, the day that we're recording this, and, like, how the heck is it already, like, two-thirds of the way through November already?
It hurts my soul because I cannot keep track of time right now.
Like, goodness gracious.
Oh, heck.
But anyway, we're back.
Yep.
And I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And we're also excited because y'all get to level up.
Yeah.
Yay!
Ding, ding, ding. You're level 8. So what did y'all choose? Because level 8, you get to either choose ability modifiers or feats. So why don't we start with you, B?
Well, I And if we're talking like technically, like when I look at my sheet, I have technically, I have increased my ability modifier, strength and constitution, because what else is Maypri good for?
Hugs.
I mean, a lot of
hugs come with good strength. If you've got like really good arms that can wrap you around, but like just right, you need like a good strength stats to properly accomplish that. however, it has come to my attention that I do, in fact, have a spell called Darkness, which I think would have been wildly useful many times in the past. So I'm going to pretend like I got that now. And it's going to be very exciting, and Maypri is going to be very excited because, like, casting spells, and, like, I think I have prestidigitation, that's the one.
You do?
That's a tiefling thing.
Right?
No, it's thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy. Sorry, that makes more sense.
I always get the two of them confused.
Same.
Well, they do similar things.
And they're equally long names.
Right? So I got that
That's
one.
That's hilarious.
So I'm going to look for a space for that in the future because I like so many missed opportunities.
What does thaumaturgy do again? You can change the color of your eyes and open windows.
Like set out flames, I think.
The flame one is just what I'm excited about.
I just remember like...
just wants to put out a candle from far away.
How cool is that?
I think you can also make your like, voice
look,
sound
I'm a witch!
Yeah.
Like if we could have a moment where maybe they meet with like... a Rashomon who knows something to that effect. I would love the idea that it can be a learned thing rather than it's like an innate skill. Because how the heck would they pick that up? That. She doesn't know spells. She is partially terrified by what Yalarius is able to accomplish with spells. Like, magic is full of power and terror.
Yeah, we can do that. Let me write this in a note here.
Okay, cool. This is like a bit of a wishes too then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a wishes. If y'all want to add wishes to your level up, that'd be great.
The eyes on Kristen just went.
You wanted more to think about, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then that was leveling up for Maypri?
Honestly, I've got a lot of health. Like, I mean, I've always had a lot of health, so that doesn't...
How much do you have now? You?
77.
Wow. 77 healthy. That's healthy.
Yeah. I'm a beefy gal. I eat all my veggies, all my proteins.
Yeah. So much spinach.
So much.
Popeye. All right. Tracy.
Okay, so after lots of thought, because as a Scald, all that I get this level is either an ability score modifier improvement or a feat, and I decide to go with the feat. So the feat that I chose is Inspiring Leader. You can spend 10 minutes inspiring your companions, shoring up their resolve to fight. When you do so, choose up to 6 friendly creatures, which can include yourself, within 30 feet of you who can see or hear you and who can understand you. Each creature can gain temporary hit points equal to your level plus your charisma modifier. A creature can't gain temporary hit points from this feat again until it has finished a short or long rest. So my charisma modifier is +4 and then my level is 8. So that's +12 temporary hit points.
Yes.
So that's neat. And also my hit point maximum got increased to 54.
Nice.
So with that in mind, I think my wish would be I'd really like a cool narrative experience where I get to use that. I don't know necessarily.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know necessarily about learning it, but like I would. I'm just definitely imagining like a very cool narrative moment when I get to use that.
For
and
sure.
Like
100%.
Have a cool speech, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I can see that. You got that.
Yeah.
I got you. That is in there. There will be ample opportunity for you to use this ability.
Excellent. I'm really excited.
Nice.
Kristen.
Okay. So, Yalarius, level 8. I also decided to take a feat. I took Warcaster.
Yes.
Because it's just more interesting than more numbers. So Warcaster, you get advantage on concentration checks, so constitution saving throws to maintain concentration on a spell if you take damage. So that seems cool because my constitution 8. Amazing. Mm-hmm. you can perform the somatic components of spells even when you have weapons or a shield in one or both hands. That doesn't seem as likely to be useful for Eularius, but I don't know. Maybe I'll find a shield. Why not? Can I even hold shields? I don't know. I think maybe I can.
You can
I'm
hold
not
them,
sure.
But not proficiently. So you might hold it backwards, you know?
I hold it, but it's just very heavy. So it's only protecting my thighs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We'll find out. Maybe I can find a little, like, buckler thing to put on and up my really pathetic AC.
A little
AC.
Wooden buckler. Yeah,
just a little bit. Even just, like, leather or something. I don't know. But the coolest part of Warcaster is that you can, for opportunity attacks, you can cast spells. As your opportunity attacks instead of just hitting with a weapon. So, that's something that I'm going to be able to do. Although I did just read that it has to be a spell that has a casting time of one action, which makes sense. And it also has to target just one creature, the creature that you can have an opportunity attack against.
Right.
So Wall of Fire would not be a candidate. But I'm sure we can find another option. So with that being said, I also just read, you know, the rules again and realized that every time I gain a level, I can learn 2 new spells, not just 1.
Oh,
so I don't know if I've like been forgetting that for other levels, probably, but I remembered it this time. So before we started recording, I was bemoaning to the others that I'm bad at decisions and I had all these spells that I wanted, but I'd narrowed it down to 3. So now that means we only have to cut out 1 of those instead of 2. I can learn 2 of them. So what I'm thinking is the 3 that we have on the contenders panel is telekinesis, scrying, and hold monster. And I think I'm leaning towards telekinesis and scrying.
Those sound pretty good.
Like, if we really need somebody to hold a monster, I can do it.
Yeah. Or I can grab it. I could also just grab it with telekinesis. Yes. That would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Grab it, lift it up in the air, and then drop it down on its head.
And just, just grab it there and make it kick its legs futilely.
Like a dog over water.
Exactly. And then we're going to think it's cute. We're going to have to adopt it. And it's going to be a whole thing. We're going to have to get the armor made. But it's going to be bigger this time. So it's going to be more expensive. It's going to be a whole thing. But anyway, I've now talked myself into telekinesis.
So that's scrying?
Yeah. I think Eularius would like to scry and spy and get information and figure out what the heck is going on. So... mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. Yes, Tracy is raising hands.
I just realized there was one more Keela change that I forgot to mention as part of mine. So I decided to change out one of my first level spells. I used to have Charm Person, but I decided to get rid of that. I'm just kind of, I want to get away from spells that are like about influencing other people. So I went with Thunder Wave instead, so I can hit them with thunder instead of influencing them.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of not a, like, less of a fan of, I guess, like, manipulating people with magic, so I'm just gonna hit them with magic instead.
Y'all.
Yeah. You gotta draw a line somewhere.
You know what? I just did. I just went to my character sheet to add in those spells. And I was looking at the 5th level slots and there's nothing in there. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And then I realized you don't get 5th level slots until level 9. I need to add new 4th level spells, so I can't take either of those.
Oh, no.
I was looking at the completely wrong list. So... We might have to hold that thought, and we'll circle back on that maybe next episode or something, when I let you know what spells we chose. So it's not telekinesis or scrying.
Darn. Oh, jeez.
Now we need to get you to 9th level so that you can learn telekinesis. I'm so set on that.
All right. Honestly, we've been playing this game for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you're only leveling. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That is so mean of me. Yeah, I realized that today, and I was like, that's on me.
So good.
Sorry about that. I want to start leveling you up, because now it's, like, getting closer to the finale.
I can't believe I did that. Of course. Completely wrong list. That's great. That is so on brand.
Well, we left off with last time using a golden canary feather, and you were transported this way. This way.
Maypri absolutely follows. She'll take the lead if possible.
I think it's possible.
And Kila will follow Maypri's lead.
Ilaris will throw one glance over her shoulder, heft Ilaris Jr. up a little higher in the goat Bjorn, and away we go.
The village green of Erling is muddy. Livestock is penned in with makeshift fences around them. This is strange. Before, the village green was wide open, and it was full of lush green grass and wildflowers. There are tents everywhere, obscuring the familiar buildings and mounds. The purple creeping thyme that was once a part of their buildings and their architecture are now withered and brown. Halt! State your name and purpose. You see a group of five guard or barbarians. There's a mixture of genders. They are standing there, weapons drawn, surrounding you.
With the biggest smile, almost like she's happy to see some old friends despite the hostility. With both hands in the air, Maypri is going to give an enthusiastic greeting. Oh, hello, hi, it's been so long. It is wonderful to see you.
Okay, roll.
Is there an opposite of intimidation?
Persuasion? Or you can just give me a straight up charisma roll.
Yeah.
Can I maybe help Maypri by just trying to assist with calming everybody down just by maybe, like, you know, putting my hands up and just saying, hi there, hello, good to see you. We're unarmed. We come in peace. How you doing? Mm-hmm.
So that's all going on. So then you got help, you got advantage, Maypri.
We're all two separate days. Oh, I can't read this one. That one was poopy. 19.
Ooh. The weapons do not move down. However, the demeanor, you can kind of see a slight relaxation in the one who spoke's face, who is facing you. State your name and business.
My name is Maypri. I've been here before, you know. I've made some friends with the Stag House. I'm technically a member, but my business, me and my friends, we have Eularis Jr., and then Keela. We're here, and Maypri's going to hesitate for a second and, like, glance back at her friends. I think we're here to save you.
I think Eularis has taken this time as Keela and Maypri are talking to the guards to be like rummaging through her bag, sort of just cursing under her breath, just like, oh shoot, right, this, oh crap, where's that go? Okay. And pull out the fox mask and like just sort of fit it on and be like, yes, Eularis Roaringhorn of House Roaringhorn and also of the Ethren of Rashman. Here for saving purposes.
They stare at you, Eularis, shocked. Their eyes go wide. You can even see one of their jaws slightly drop a little bit.
Lovely to be back. Nice to see you all. Looks like you've made some changes to the town square.
Excuse me, says a familiar voice. And a woman in a green gown with a stag mask comes walking from behind these soldiers. And she moves her arm and parts them so she may step through. Changes by necessity.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello. It looks honestly pretty terrible here. I hope there's something we can do to properly assist you. We've been gone for, you know, some time.
Indeed. They're fine, Nicholas. They're fine. And the soldiers part and make way. You were not wearing your mask.
Yes, the transit was rather sudden, but here it is.
One of the Ethren or Hathren never take off their mask. It was a shock for them to see your face. And in fact, quite frankly, it's the equivalent of you just arriving naked.
I think Eularis will just sort of like nod and consider. She's like, well, honestly, I've made worse entrances in the past journeys. It's just good to be back. I'm ready to not be running anymore.
That is good. I'm afraid you caught us by surprise. We were not expecting guests, nor were we particularly in a place where we can afford to keep you. But we shall find you rooms at the Green Witch.
Thank you.
We appreciate your hospitality.
And if we can help in any way, that's what we're here to do.
You can help, and you're already helping by being here. But first, well, first we're going to have to get you back to the Remyani.
It's a bit of a travel, isn't it?
Yes, and it won't be as easy as it was. The Betrayer's forces are all over the countryside. Erling is one of our last places of hope. And she moves her arm to kind of showcase the area. And where you see all those tents, you see refugees, families with children. And everyone looks pretty bedraggled and tired and worn and thin and dirty.
We've
been told a little of how the war effort has been going, but we will, well, need to be brought back up to speed, I suppose. My father, Kenithar, have you knowledge of where they are, how they are doing?
They fight. They have long been in the front lines, but they are alive.
That's good to hear.
I have something to attend to, so I am afraid I cannot give you the attention you deserve at this time. But why don't we stop by at the Green Witch first and get you situated there?
Of course.
Thank you. Really, we appreciate everything. And if it counts for anything, we're sorry we couldn't have been here earlier to help.
You had to get the bagpipes. And now we have them. And now we have you, Keela, to play them. And that gives hope.
Well, we had them, but the gods had greater need of them.
Yes, and they gave them to our folk once you secured them.
You have them?
In the Vrimyani stronghold, yes.
I have to admit that is a bit of a relief to hear. I will use them well in battle so that I can protect as many of your people as I can.
She takes in a deep breath through her nose and closes her eyes softly. You can see the backs of her eyelids through the mask. And when she opens them, she looks at the three of you carefully, as if looking at you from a new light. You have gone through your own trials, and I'm sure you have questions. Come. I shall make time for you. And she leads you to her home, okay. Her mound. There are a few of the time flowers that are just poking through the mud on hers. There is an Ethryn on the inside of... She opens her door, that wooden, intricately carved door. And inside, it is very dimly lit. There's no windows in here. It's just a mound dug out in the ground.
With a brazier.
But it's got, like... Yeah, there's a brazier.
There's a brazier!
Maybe there's both.
There's a brazier. Brazier.
Something like that.
Yeah, both.
Brazier. That's fine. That's fine. Then there's a brazier in the center of this room. And there are stone walls, like stones have lined the walls, and there's a wooden floor. It's not just dirt. So it's homey, it's warm inside. And there's lots of furs and rugs strewn on the floor. Please, have a seat. And she moves to her fire, and she dips her pinky finger slightly into a cauldron over the fire, and smiles as she gives it a little suck on her mouth, because it was indeed hot. And she says, "Juniper tea."
Sounds lovely.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you.
And she makes she starts to make juniper tea. So, I understand gods can be cryptic. They think they're speaking plain, and trust me, I've dealt with this my entire life and here as my career as Hathrin. Perhaps I can shed light onto some questions you might have.
Understatement of, well, all time, I suppose. Also, sorry, I just realized I haven't introduced you. This is Yalarius Jr. I have a goat now.
She looks up from this small wooden chest that she's scooping some juniper berries out of. And looks at the goat in armor.
In a baby Bjorn.
In a Bjorn.
A lot of layers.
I don't know how she didn't ask about it earlier, really.
It's one of those things you just don't ask.
That we did that whole scene you just accept. With, like, Ylaris Jr. in the goat Bjorn, so thought I needed to...
The occasional bat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, well, it is a pleasure to meet you, Ylaris Jr.
I think she goes, bah.
Question?
Oh, so many that I don't even know where to begin. I suppose... what can you tell us about who the betrayer is and where he comes from and where are his forces being drawn from and how was he able to be contained within my father for that long? Who did that and how can we undo it and how can we kill him or can we just betray it? Is it even a him? Like, is it an entity or is it a collection of entities? And maybe that's enough for now.
Oh, I know the answer. I know the answer to a lot of those. I'm so sorry, Lady Yelbruna. I had a really good chat with a god a couple days ago. Might have been yesterday. Time is weird. But like, I did tell you, Ylaris, that there's gonna be a ritual. We love a good ritual as long as nicer things can happen this time. But I think that answers most of those questions, right? And she's gonna look pointedly at Lady Yelbruna through the mask, like, did I do it?
Not quite.
A valiant effort, though, Maypri.
Thank you.
Well, that is a story. And she brings your cups with dried juniper berries inside to each of you. And as she's handing them off to each of you, she is speaking. The betrayer, well, a long, long time ago, there was an elven queen who wished to attain godhood. She learned the secret of apotheosis and began the process. And in doing so, her followers, when they died, would pass their soul on to her, for they believed in her. And they wished to see her achieve godhood and to look over all of elvenkind. But there were betrayers in the mist, and when finally she was ready to perform the ritual, those betrayers, many of them together, worked to undermine her ritual and ruined it. She was able to stop them, but not entirely. And she was, well, ripped into 1,000 pieces of memory and thought. She was able to reassemble herself as reflections of memory into, you've met her, the Raven Queen. When she stopped the betrayers, she managed, I'm not quite sure entirely what happened, she doesn't even know at this point, but somehow within that rich, powerful, powerful ritual, their souls were all ripped from their bodies and amalgamated into one, they were able to trap that creature into a book. Your father found it, not knowing what it was, and the creature was able to transfer into him. We thought we could simply not exorcise it. As a spirit, we did not know what we had. But we now believe that it just did not want to leave, because it was biding its time until the right moment. As to its forces come from nightmares.
That it siphons off the power of mortals' dreams somehow, and...
Indeed, the same way the Raven Queen deals with dreams in the Shadow Planes.
So a limitless supply of forces, then, is what you're saying.
Indeed. We cannot win in a war against it if it is just armies. And we are losing. We are hurting. What we need is the destruction of the betrayer. Or at least putting it back into a vessel.
And we do that with a ritual, right? We're all gonna get together, everybody with magic power, and we're gonna seal it away?
That's the hope. But first we must lure it in.
Is there a way to destroy it, or is sealing it our only hope?
We don't know. No one's tried. Or at least, no one who has tried has lived to tell the tale.
So, if I understand you fully, it wasn't even the ritual that we did at the stronghold that released it. It just decided the time was right. Thought it was a fun moment to make its entrance slash exit?
I think it was a combination of many of things. I think our ritual did help pull it out, for sure. It was the impetus. I'm sorry, I cannot absolve you entirely of that guilt.
No, it's just... It's almost worse to be made a mockery of in that sense. If it was just... taking its dramatic moment, but what do you think would have happened if we hadn't tried to pull it from my father? Would it have corrupted him at some point? Would it have died with him? Is
we don't know. The gods don't know. For it is a creature that's almost as if it's godhood, but not quite. We are unsure of what its capabilities are, but one thing for sure that we do know is that it is angry, and it wishes to take over.
Have you found any ways of weakening it? I'm assuming the ritual... will require both a successful ritual luring the betrayer, the betrayer's avatar, into the location of the ritual and either having it distracted or weakened enough that the ritual has time and force enough to take effect.
Have you been listening into our war council?
No. I still can't scry. I'm working on it.
I won't lie to you. And she sits down on one of her cushions with a sigh. And she actually reaches behind her and unties her mask. And with her hand in front, she grabs it and pulls it off. and you see a tired, worn, gaunt face. We are not winning this war. Extinction is inevitable. This is our chance. And we only have one of them. Love a cliffhanger. I enjoy it a lot. Sorry that this was late a day. One of the broads forgot to send me their file, and when I went to go edit, I went, oh ho ho. So I ran out of time. But we have it here today, and we will be back next time on January 25th. And guess who we're recording with next week? I think Buckminster is going to be making a comeback. See you next time.
Question. Ylaris. Have you been wearing your Ethryn mask this entire time?
Ooh, in Sigil? I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. So you are currently not wearing your mask. Yeah,
I think I probably would have... kind of forgotten to that would have been a good thing to put on, but I'm not currently wearing the mask.
And that's an episode.
Boom.
What a dramatic ending.
Theme music by Victoria Rogers. Other music from soundstripe.com. Along the Danube by Chelsea McGow. Into by Hill. Onward, Chelsea McGow. St. Mary, Chelsea McGow. Through the Mist, Third Age. All sound effects from soundstripe.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.